Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. Distracted driving is a major safety concern for Tennesseans. Recently, the new hands-free law was passed to address this issue. Here to speak with us today about distracted driving and what the new hands-free law means for drivers is Captain LaShawn Oliver with Public Safety of the Vanderbilt University Police Department. Welcome, LaShawn.
Hey, thank you for having me.
What is distracted driving?
It's anything that takes your attention off the road. When you're driving, you want to make sure your attention is on the task at hand. And so whether that's texting or fumbling with something in the seat, if your eyes leave the road for even a moment of time, you're distracted and you're not paying attention to the task at hand.
And how large of a concern is distracted driving for our community?
Well, it's a large concern, and in particular because of numbers that's reported in the state of Tennessee. Alone, for example, in 2018, there was over 25 crashes related to distracted driving. And then if you remember, when you're driving, one of the things we do in Tennessee over the electronic bulletin boards is we document how many deaths are related. So you're looking in the hundreds a year of people die related directly to fatalities. And so if we could reduce that in any way, we want to be proactive.
And how does this new hands-free law address the issue of distracted driving?
What it does is it tries to get people to self-comply, to regulate their phone uses, and actually do what they're intended to do when they get behind the wheel in the first place, and that's get to their destination so safely, undistracted and focused on the road.
What are some of the elements or the aspects of the new law that we might want to be aware of?
First and foremost, the new law pretty much takes what the law when it came to texting while driving to the next level, in the sense that now we're not just focused on texting, we're focused on the phone altogether. So it's hands-free. You can't even use your phone to touch it anyway when the vehicle is in motion. And so the law pretty much sets up to where if you are observed by law enforcement personnel, they're going to enforce the law, and so you could be fined. For first offense, $50. Second and third offense could be up to $100. And for example, if you are in a construction zone, it can go all the way up to $200. And that's just the state citation. But what other jurisdiction could do is also add local fines. And so it could become very costly after times. In the state of Tennessee, we're on a point system, 12 points. So for each infraction within a 12-month period, you can lose 3 points. 12 points, then your license becomes suspended.
Under the new hands-free law, I understand that you're not able to hold your phone. Are you able to actually touch your phone if you're not actively holding it, if you have, say, a device that holds your phone for
you? If you have a mounted device that you put on your windshield or in your cup holder beside the car, you could utilize it. As long as, like for GPS purposes, is one example in which you could do that. You could touch to swipe and get directional locations, answer a phone call if you're using, say, a Bluetooth. As long as your hands are both on the wheel, it allows you to maintain your focus and drive. Those are examples of where, yes, you could use it, but it needs to be within a mounted device. You can't be watching videos and observe doing that, but you can use it to use it for a GPS or take a call or end a call.
Do you have any additional tips for preventing distracted driving?
Yes, the big thing is to, if at all possible, turn your phone off, but if not, make sure you're aware of what you're in the car to get to point A to point B. Or you can use technology such as Bluetooth. Some cars are made to where you can take the call and have it on the speaker and whatnot. So there's so many other alternatives, but one of the things, like I said, to move us beyond just the texting and driving, but distracting driving altogether, is we want to remember that we're here to be safe and to get from point A to point B, and not to be focused on anything other than what we're in the car to do, and that's to drive to our destination safely.
That's a wonderful message that the new law reminds us, not only to try to keep our hands off our phones, but really to focus entirely on the task at hand, driving.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Driving safely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for giving us such great information about the new law and ways to prevent distracted driving.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.